Blog Talk Radio.
This is the year of the soldier. This is, you know, stand up or fall back. You know, I don't really have time to be worried about whether you fuck with me or whether you don't. You know, I own a brand called Zero Fucks. Like, do you think that I give a fuck whether you fuck with me or not? I fuck with you. We have a million other things that we could be talking about, we could be doing, and right now I think that my duty is to other human beings. You don't gotta fuck with me, I fuck with me. You know what I'm saying? These people that buy my brand, they fucks with me. You think that I see you because if you're in such pain that you see, you think that everybody sees how much in pain you are. Because I'm coming out a little bit stronger this year. Like, I'm guillotining everybody. People that are coming to me to help, healing, they're right here.
All right, y'all. It is actually Friday, the 13th, April 13th, 2018. And I said something on my page yesterday at miss.d.scott on Instagram, and basically was talking about, you know, how I was going to do a pop-up show, because literally 2 minutes after I did Tell the Truth Tuesday, it comes out that Tristan Thompson cheats on Khloe Kardashian with yet another aunt, little girl that's built like an aunt, little aunt booty. And, you know, this whole scandal comes about. So this is how sick women are, okay? You motherfuckers literally are like, yup, it's karma, and that's what she get, and this, this, and this. And I'm thinking to myself, you guys have, first of all, no clue what the fuck you're talking about, because that's not how karma works. So I decided, with your urging, to do a show that explains what karma is and why Khloe Kardashian is not experiencing karma. Karma, first of all, if you're a good Christian woman, Bible toter, and you believe in the Jesus and all that other shit, you shouldn't even be regurgitating the word karma, because that is Buddhist and Hinduism, okay? And karma suggests that you die and you come back to life in another form. There's afterlife. In your Bible, I don't think y'all believe in that. Okay, so y'all have to be careful. And my girl Ashley, Sweet Amore, I can't think of her handle right now, but, you know, she's in theology studies, and she'll tell you that, you know what I'm saying, people shouldn't be talking about karma like that, because if you believed in God, then you would believe, you know, in, as Drake says, God's plan. Okay, so karma wouldn't exist in your world. You would not be sitting there, you know, thinking that, you know, this is a punishment. Another point to point out is that karma is not fucking punishment. It's not. All karma is basically whatever vibration you're putting out into the universe, you're going to get it back. Okay, so I told y'all about 20-something years ago, I stopped telling people, you know, and I hope you die and all this other shit, because motherfuckers really was on some old, like, I really did get hit by a tractor trailer type shit. Okay, and then you start to realize, especially with me, you know, everybody has their powers, my words are mine. You know, which is why I've been not using them as often, because I realize it's more powerful for me not to say shit to you and just let you, you know, win with the people that you're losing with. You know, let you think you're winning with the people that you're losing with. That's just your business. So karma is basically this. Now, this is why you broads are sick. You will sit up there and talk all this shit about Khloe Kardashian when it's very clear. I don't give a fuck about none of these people either way. I mean, I think that the Kardashian is a machine. I think that Rob was the weakest link. I think that the mother, Kris Jenner, is the biggest pimp of all time. And I don't say that in a negative way. We all getting pimped one way or a motherfucking another. The way I look at it is that if you have, first of all, y'all underestimate the fact that these motherfuckers just be out here lying. Period, point blank, across the fucking board, lying. The pimps are dead, okay, because the grown-ass man that was really pimping is going to be like, look, I got this shawty over here, this is what I'm doing, and if you riding, we riding. I ain't leaving her, and that's it. That's how it was in my day, and then you got a choice. But like I said before, you motherfuckers don't have that kind of money. You can't afford that type of silence. Because ain't no broad, I don't give a fuck what you got going on. You's a bum-ass bitch if you sit there and be a secret to a motherfucker and he ain't paying all your motherfucking bills. What the fuck for? This ain't, what the fuck do you think this is? You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck you think this is? So you got Tristan Thompson that obviously, you know, was with Jordan, beautiful girl. They had a son together. Okay, you know how men are with their sons. Oh, my God, right? He ain't give a fuck. He got with Khloe Kardashian. Shit wears off, right? So Jordan has been nothing but classy this entire time, but I know that on a Snapchat, on a private joint, she was on the black screen like, because not at Khloe, but I'm going to tell you why. The man told Khloe, and Khloe has been very public about this, and the man did not refute it, that he told me that the relationship was over with you and him before he got with me. Okay? Me personally, if somebody was pregnant, I probably, or if somebody, like, even if a dude tells me, like, yo, I got, like, a six-month-old, I will probably be like, because you either still fucking with the baby's mom or something is going on, like, I'm not finna do this. However, Khloe Kardashian didn't give a fuck, okay? And she shouldn't. Jordan is not her motherfucking friend. I'm going to get to this whole king and queen shit. So let me get this straight. Y'all want to run around and say that you're queens, right? Not realizing that the only way that you become his queen, right, is either you was born this way to a king, and that's fine, you know. But if you're not married, everybody's fucking single. I don't give a fuck about your ring. I don't care. And it's funny because people say, I don't believe in side chick, main chick. I only believe in mistress. And I'm not saying that because I've been a side chick or because for whatever reason. I'm saying that because legally, motherfucker, that's all that I care about. I don't care about none of this other shit that you're talking about. Now, let me tell you how there would have been karma if Khloe Kardashian had done this. Like Black China, there's a certain karma for that. Kylie Jenner, with the situation with Tyga, I don't give a fuck what nobody say. There's a karma for that. Kylie's going to have to suffer some karma. And the reason she's going to have to is because you knew that he was with this and he got a baby. Like, you understand what I'm saying? That was fucked up. And then you turned around and now you ain't even with him no more. So, like, my mama would say, was it worth it? That was a fucked up situation. That's some on-site type shit because you knew each other. And like I've said before, if it's somebody that does my hair, does my eyebrows, paints my pinky toe, I wouldn't encroach. Just because I don't want to have this fucking conversation with you, right? And because now I'm functioning in malintent, I know that you're with somebody, and I know this person now. I'm grimy, okay? So Khloe Kardashian, I'm sorry to tell you, I was not going to suffer any type of fucking karma for this because at the end of the day, she was functioning from a place of love. All that girl wanted was to have a baby and be in love, and she was like, I'm glad that this happened to me. You know, the ex-husband was a crackhead, and, you know, it is what it is. And even still, just based on her character, y'all was oohing and aahing when she came to Lamar's fucking crackhead ass when he was in a goddamn brothel smoking God knows what, okay? So, you know, you have a situation, and Khloe had some fertility issues as well. So at the end of the day, Tristan could go. She's probably like, bye. You know, I got the baby. I'm good. You know, so here's where I'm so upset with women because we're attacking Khloe, right? So if she's going to get the bad karma, what about the dude? What about the nigra? And a lot of you women do that. You be like, you know, somebody going to do it to you and this, this, and this. Bitch, I don't know you. We're not fucking friends. I don't give a fuck about you. And a lot of you women have to stop thinking like this. That's part of the sisterhood. No, motherfucker, that's not part of the sisterhood. The sisterhood means that as a woman, I would not say or do certain things against you, right? Like talk about you if you're pregnant or talk about you if you miscarry or talk about you, you know, with fertility issues unless provoked. You understand what I'm saying? That's indicative of what type of woman that you are, because guess what happens? If I talk about you, and I've told y'all this a million motherfucking times, if I say something negative about you, right, I'm putting that in the universe that I want something negative to happen to you, and it's going to happen. But then guess what's going to happen? It's going to happen to me too, okay? And I think it was Baba Funke that said, you know, he said, karma is like a ball, okay? And what happens is that if you throw a ball with the intention of hitting me in my face and you miss, now if I pick up that ball and I break your fucking face, whose fault was it? It was yours because you functioned in malintent. That's why you have to be careful with your ding, ding, ding intentions. Every time that you deal with somebody, if your intentions are just to get money, you're going to get that. You might get punched in the face. He might beat the shit out of you and fuck your mom, but you just wanted the money. So that's why you have to be, I tell people all the time, young ladies, like, you have to be very conscious of what you're even saying to yourself and every day when you look in the mirror. You know, you is kind, you is smart, you have to, because that's going to reverberate in the universe. So Khloe Kardashian ain't getting no motherfucking smoke for this, because y'all so busy worried about her. What about Tristan? And I want to pose this question to women who blame other women for their men cheating, right, or who only hold the woman accountable. Now, if you know the broad, understood. Tear that ass up. If it's your sister, your cousin, your best friend, some grimy shit where both of them were functioning in malintent, tear that ass up. But don't forget to tear his ass up, too. Because remember, everything that you're saying about her, you also are putting on him because he was the other party. Y'all bras be so quick to blame the other chick that don't owe you no allegiance at all. I don't owe no another female nothing at all. I don't give a fuck about you at all, because none of you bras gave a fuck about me when I was married. You didn't. Okay? And it's not, that's not karma. That's just me looking at things from a legal standpoint. This is not your wife. You are not married. You married is done. I can't even, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to find out, because I'm running your name through the papers and everything, because that's what we had to start doing in fucking 2000, because motherfuckers was not even claiming they had whole weddings. Motherfuckers was lying. This just, it goes back to just motherfuckers just lying. Now, make no mistake, there are some bum-ass bras that you could tell them, like, yo, I got a shorty, whatever, whatever, I'm just trying to hit it, whatever, and they good with it for, like, some Popeye's chicken or whatever it is that they're going to get. I'm just not one of those people. You know, we have to be building something, and if we're not building anything, then you're trying to destroy me, and at some point, I'm going to have to cut you the fuck off. Just throw the whole situation where I'm, then I'm going to act like I don't even know you. So, Tristan... Everybody's so worried about Khloe. What's going to be Tristan's karma then? And I want you to pose this. So let me get this straight. You mad at the girl, because this is something that women do, especially black women, I don't understand it. You mad at the girl, right, for fucking around with your boyfriend. You don't even know this broad, okay? But then you get back with your boyfriend, wished all the bad shit on the female. You understand that you just cursed your boyfriend too. Because remember, he was the other party. And actually, it's going to hit him first, because he's the person that owed you the allegiance, not the other female. Okay? What is Tristan Thompson's karma? Because that's who really is going to get the karma, because now we're finding out that the other little girl with the aunt booty, she might be pregnant. There's a porn of them having sex raw dog. And then on top of that, like, he's sending her nasty text messages and all type of shit. Like, motherfucker, you just out here reckless. But this is what I'm trying to explain to you. And I talked about this in my book, Stay in Your Lane, A Diary of a Hot Mess, on Amazon and Kindle. I said, sometimes the average man is more dangerous than the fucking athlete, because the athlete has to go by a certain standard. So was this girl Khloe Kardashian status? No, but at the same time, she was cute. I'm not going to take that away from her. But did she have $100 million? Nah, she didn't, you know. And it just goes to show you, men don't care. They will have a Khloe Kardashian at home, somebody about their money, and they calling them third trimester Tristan, okay? So here's what I want women to do instead of blaming the other woman, right? I don't know if you blame me all day, but then when you start seeing your man's situation start deteriorating, understand that he's the person that was going to get the karma. So Tristan is going to get the karma today. I think yesterday they said he was ejected out the game, only played 30 minutes. Now you fucking with Kris Jenner. You know, they've likened her to Satan. You know, and if those were my kids, I would be trying to get ahead of the story as well. They started filming season, whatever, 172 of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Oh, honey, they're going to turn this into a moneymaker, okay? And I wouldn't be surprised if Kris was the one that had him set up, you know, to have all that shit recorded. So she, you know, because Kris probably peeped some shit and was like, you know what, we ain't even got to deal with this shit. We're not going through no another wedding. You know, so it doesn't matter, and I'm going to put this out there again. It doesn't matter. You could be the bossest bitch ever. You could be the baddest bitch ever. You could be worth $100 million. And if your motherfucking man want to, I hope this humbles a lot of you motherfucking, you know, paper-chasing broads. I hope this humbles a lot of you bum broads that's not about your business. Because if Khloe Kardashian can get cheated on, if Halle Berry can get cheated on, broad, you can too. And don't ever think for one second to be, like I said, if you think your man got his dick sucked going to the bathroom, he did. If some shit just even popped in your mind, some weird shit, he did it. You know, ain't no need in accusing him if you're going to stay. So now what happens is he was so reckless with the shit, and I know a lot of dudes that's like that, straight reckless. You know, I mean, reckless across the board. Like, just on some old, like, if your girl was just to come back to the crib just 10 minutes early, like, you'd be dead. Like, it's just ridiculous. And I should know because I've seen this shit or been privy to it. You know, I ain't shit sometimes either. But, again, I receive no karma for that because I'm only going by what he told me. So I could sit there until I'm blue in the face and, you know, it's not about playing stupid or whatever, whatever. I take what people tell me at face value. Until I see otherwise, okay? So we could sit here and say, well, Chloe knew, but what about the man involved? Now you got to explain to two of your children that, yeah, I cheated on both your moms when they was in the third trimester with you. It's disgusting. And Chloe gave birth yesterday, sent the motherfucker into labor. That shit ain't going to go lightly. I predict that he going to get some type of life-altering injury. He going to be in somebody's accident somewhere, never be able to play with a bum ankle. He going to get cut from the team. They might even buy the team. I don't know. But Kris Jenner is not going to let that happen, not to Khloe, okay? And she is the most, you know what I'm saying, done been through it. You know, we sit there, we talk a lot of shit about Kanye. You ain't seen Kanye getting caught out there. Kanye followed one motherfucker on Twitter and Instagram, and it's his motherfucking wife. I got to respect that because your man ain't doing that. Your man had like on everybody's pictures, you know. So we all want Khloe Kardashian to suffer some sort of karma. What about the man? And then you girls, you put that in the universe. Oh, I hope this happens to you, and I hope you die, and I hope this, this, and this. You right, because now everything you just said, when it comes back and it hits you in the face, you understand where that came from, and there's penance to pay for that. I don't spend my time or my days wishing bad on motherfuckers, not currently, not anymore. You know, I haven't done that in years, just because it's a low bum bitch vibe. Like, if you got to pray for other people's downfall, like, you a bum. Like, you don't got nothing else to do. You crumb broad. Like, that's what it is. Like, so you people don't have anything to do. You so worried about her relationship, you not worried about your man cheating in your motherfucking face every single motherfucking day. Every day. And it's funny because I think it was Lil Duval that was saying, like, some of you motherfuckers, no, it was my boy Suge's way. He was like, you know, some of you motherfuckers is Tristan Thompson's in real life. Cheating on your baby moms, cheating on this one, cheating on that one. And you know what I always say? That's not karma. That's called his pattern. Ladies, you got to be careful. Like, you know, if a dude did it to her, that doesn't mean that it's your karma just because it comes back and it happens to you. No, baby, that's his pattern. There's a difference. If a dude then sat up there and had kids to 3-4 different women and ain't wife none of them, okay, was in relationships with all of them, ain't wife none of them, you understand that probability is you are the rule, not the exception. And I don't give a fuck how much that motherfucker tell you he in love with you and this, this, and this, he's going to do it to you. The seed is sown, it's done. Okay, so we got to really start taking care of ourselves and being careful with how we speak about others and how we speak about ourselves. You know, karma is a very, very real thing. But there's also good karma. You know, that's why I don't take too many L's in life because I'm not a dirty motherfucker. Now, I've been extremely grimy. I've been extremely petty in my day, and I've done some shit that I wasn't really proud of. But if I can go back and look at it, was it done out of malintent? Absolutely not. It was done out of love. And it was done out of stupidity because I believed what somebody told me about somebody else, or I believe what this person told me about their life or about their situation. And me being the nurturer that I am, I try to come into the situation and help and love on the person and whatever, whatever. And it doesn't matter when you're dealing with somebody that just does not like women. Doesn't mean he's gay. Means that he does not like women. He does not value women. He does not respect women. You can't win with people like that. You know, and I know that some people say, like, you can love this person past the pain. Bitch, I can't. I really can't. You see what I'm saying? Like, I'm tired. You know, and you just can't. And then when you get out and you get rid of that energy and all the negativity associated with it and all the people that were associated with it, throw the whole shit out. Just throw it out. And then when you move on, you start realizing that, no, I wasn't asking for too much. All I was asking for you was to not call me a bitch in a general conversation. I was just asking for you not to put your motherfucking hands on me. I was just asking for you to, you know, not be a grimy, you know, scavenger motherfucker and take gifts from me or take something from me and not give anything in return. You know what I'm saying? I'm just very shocked that men that go to bed at night, knowing there's women out there, not one, not two, but three and five, that could just ruin your whole shit and you just sleep real well at night. I don't understand it. Because eventually people get tired. And when people get tired, they start talking. You see what I'm saying? So for me, in certain situations, I'll receive no karma. I don't give a fuck who you pray to, because at the end of the day, I didn't go into it with malintent. I was fucking lied to, just like a lot of women in America and overseas and everywhere else are lied to. Okay? So, you know, you have a situation where he was out and about on video camera, wasn't even trying to hide. Like, that's what I think is most offensive to me. Like, dude, you like this girl. Because what does every woman want to know? Do you love her? Is he going to be with her? Do you love her? You know? And if he can't answer the question, you already know that the answer is yes. Okay? And let me put this out there, too. This ain't the first time he got caught with this exact same female. It's not. It's like the second or third time. She dropped her whole life to move to Cleveland, to Cleveland. Okay? Okay? That's ridiculous. And from what I understand, he wasn't even allowed around her until the baby was born. I don't even know that he was in the room. But I know he's going to have hell to pay. And if you look at how comfortable he was, just going where he was going, doing what he was doing, like, motherfucker, you've been doing that. You've been doing that. You know, so you got to start looking at people's patterns. Some shit is not karma. Some shit is just a pattern. Like Kris Jenner, she got a pattern. She going to turn this into $1 billion. Easy. Tristan Thompson going to be banned and blacklisted out of every motherfucker. And Matt Barnes, and you know what's crazy? Matt Barnes warned this motherfucker. He was like, no, this is a whole nother breed of, you know what I'm saying, of stardom. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers get with them, and then it's like their whole careers just end. This will be the third motherfucker basketball player. But does he deserve it? Absolutely. Sitting up there lying on people, and then we looking at the girl Jordan like, oh, how could he leave something like that? Because the man is crazy. Something fucking wrong with him. You know, he didn't have any type of responsibilities or nobody to hold him accountable. Everybody probably always co-signed this motherfucker shit. And no, you know, I don't believe that if you're unhappy with somebody that you should stay with them. Absolutely not. But damn, you get unhappy all of a sudden when she in her ninth most beautiful month of pregnancy? Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? You need help. And he's going to have hell to pay for that. So while you guys are running around talking about karma and this and that, you have to understand that if you're using that, and then somebody was saying, like, you know, it's all one God, which God? You know, if you follow horoscopes, you know, half of the people that you're reading your horoscope under are gods. Aries is the god of war. What are you talking about? So there's a lot of things that I think that people do every day that you don't realize, not that you're summoning in spirit, but that you're displaying in spirit, and then you're not realizing why your energy's fucked up or why shit's, you know, upside down and you can't figure out this because you're not worshiping just one thing. You have to be very, very careful what you say. If I were you and you put some shit out there into the universe, because you have to remember, when you put, I don't give a fuck what it is, I hate you, you know, you ugly, whatever, whatever. You can't do that because it literally, it just sits there until it's time for it to fucking come back to the intended person, which is you. So, I mean, I hate to say this for the thousandth time. Anything that you're suffering through right now is self-inflicted. It is, because you either over-exaggerated your place in somebody's life, or the way that you speak to yourself on a daily basis or allow someone else to speak to you has dictated what is in the universe for you and waiting for you. Khloe Kardashian ain't going to receive no, this is not karma for Khloe Kardashian. This is a lesson, but it's not karma. She didn't do anything wrong. Oh, well, she knew. That girl is not her motherfucking friend. She don't care. And y'all got to stop thinking that people give a fuck about your feelings, because we don't. It's a doggy dog. What do they say? Then you want to quote shit. All's fair in love and war. Right. Right. And if they're not married, legally you're single. It don't ask you on the tax application, like I said before, y'all been together this long or y'all did this and y'all did that. So the fuck what? You could have had a million babies to this motherfucker. You might be entitled to some child support, but you ain't getting that last name. So, you know, that's my whole reasoning on not believing in side chick, main chick, mistress. If you're not the only chick, then you a dumb chick, period. Whatever, and I cannot express to you enough, like I said, in your spirit. Some of you girls, you know, you inbox and you tell me, you know, something told me to do this or something told me to do that or go through the phone or whatever. Oh, people, that's crazy. Nah, fuck that. You get the vibe, do it. I don't give a fuck if you got to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning to do some shit. And it's crazy because I remember being, you know, and then they always make you feel crazy. They always make you feel like, oh, you know what I'm saying, you just bugging and you just, nah, motherfucker, you just grimy. You know what I'm saying? And you have to keep people like that away. And that's another thing I want to say to you women. If somebody is doing you fucked up and you done already told them just one time, that's all you had to tell them, and they continue to do it, they don't value you and they don't give a fuck about you. Okay? You have the right as a woman. You are very powerful, all of you. Even you motherfuckers that I really don't fuck with, you're still powerful. You have the right to say, you know what, I'm not doing this, and walk the fuck away. Literally, you have the right to say, I don't give a fuck if I put up with this shit yesterday. I'm not putting up with it today. And I don't give a fuck, you grimy, if you leave me and this is going on. I don't give a fuck. It's either me or you. And for a long time, it was you. So now, if you have to do what makes you feel better and what keeps you vibrating higher and puts you in a good mental health and a good physical state, then that's what you got to do, baby girls. You can't, you know what I'm saying, like be sitting there and be getting emotionally beat down and then physically beat down and then wonder why you're not productive at work and wonder why you're not keeping jobs. Because the karma that you wished on somebody else that didn't hold no type of fucking responsibility to you, you're getting it back on yourself. Think about what you say about other women and how you respond to other women and how you talk to your man and how you talk to your parents and the relationships that you have with children, maybe that are yours or that are not yours. Think about how you talk to everybody that's in your life, and you can pinpoint where you got yourself fucked up. You see what I'm saying? And literally, sometimes when shit happens to me, I'll be like, it's just my turn. That's it. Flat tire, this happened, it's just my turn, you know, but now it's my time. So I've had my turn where I've done gone through hell because I've inflicted it, you know, I've paid my you know, made my amends with myself. You know, I don't have to go to the person and apologize. I don't have to, you know, see them in the street and be like, you know, can I talk to you? No, it's still fuck you, but at the same time, you know, there's no animosity, there's no beef, there's no issue with anybody that has ever done me dirty or spoke ill of me, or because you're going to get it back on your own. I don't have nothing but butterflies and fucking cocoons to say about you motherfuckers. And that's a fact. It takes a stronger female to sit there and say, you know what, I know you hurting, and I know that, you know, some of the things that you say you might not mean, some of the things you might do mean, but at this point in juncture and time, I don't give a fuck. Because you're not going to rule my life or make me feel some type of way because I went into something with, you know, loving intent or with the intent to help somebody. You know, it could be the charity foundation. It could be, you know, anybody that tries to take advantage of somebody that was trying to do nothing but be good. Trust me, baby, they going to get their karma. You don't have to do anything. I used to be so upset. I used to tell my aunt. You know, right around my mom passed, I used to be like, oh, it just takes too long. Karma takes too long, but it's right on time, always. So tonight, like I said, you know, Khloe Kardashian is going to be fine. She's not going to suffer no fucking type of karma for this, because think about it. The girl couldn't get pregnant for the longest time. She thought she couldn't have babies. So what a blessing to be able to just have a baby and tell that motherfucker to get the fuck on. You know what I'm saying? You don't need it. You don't need the stress. You don't need the strife. I bet you that video, I just feel for her. No matter what a motherfucker did to me, somebody that's trying to have a baby or that gave birth and then your man act the fucking fool like that, there's no words. That's who's going to get the karma, not her. So y'all got to get yourselves together when you be so jealous of somebody else's situation or goals, couple goals, and I want to take my maternity pictures like this and not realizing that motherfucker was out there doing what he was doing. You ain't got to be nice to these motherfuckers, baby. Walk
who
away.
Who motherfucking representing it here tonight? Hold on.
Louisiana shit. Murder on the beat. Something for y'all to cut up to, you know? Yeah. Hey. Everybody get your motherfucking roll on. I know shorty and she doesn't want no slow song. Had a man last year, life goes on. Haven't let the thing loose, girl, in so long. You been inside, I know you like to lay low. I've been peeping what you bringing to the table. Working hard, girl, everything paid for. First, last phone bill, car, no cable. With your phone out, gotta hit them angles. With your phone out, snapping like you Fabo. And you showing off, but it's alright. And you showing off, but it's alright. But it's your life. Follow without a mention. You really piping up on these niggas. You gotta be nice for what to these niggas? I understand. You got a 100 bands. You got a baby band. You got some bad friends. High school pics. You was even bad then. You ain't stressing off no lover in the past tense. You already had them. Work at 8 a.m. Finish round 5. Post talk down. You don't see them outside. Yeah, they don't really be the same offline. You know dog days. You know hard times. Doing overtime. Last month, Saturday, call the girls, get them gassed up. Gotta hit the club, gotta make the ass jump. Gotta hit the club like you hit the motherfucking angles. With your phone out, snapping like you Fabo. And you showing off, but it's alright. And you showing off, but it's alright. It's a short life.
And one last thing, y'all. You know, we're sitting up here talking about karma and all these other things. Let's make sure everybody don't have HIV. You understand what I'm saying? Because what you don't understand is that when your mans is out there handling business like that and fucking everything raw from here to the sun, you guys all become the same woman, all of y'all. So there's no point in hating the other girl and feeling bad for Chloe or saying that it was Chloe's karma and, you know, favoring Jordan. He was fucking all of them at the same time. Y'all got to understand what kind of karma he's going to get for that. So I'll talk to you guys this Tuesday. I have lots to tell on Tuesday, taking a little time away.